This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This episode of Is the Mic Still On is sponsored by SeatGeek, an event ticket marketplace and aggregator of sports, concert, and theater tickets. Just download the SeatGeek app or go right to SeatGeek.com and enter promo code DEADEND. You can use the code to get 10% off your next purchase at the checkout.
Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Is the Mic Still On podcast,
episode 105.
Yep, thanks for subscribing. If you guys want to support the show, you can support us on Patreon. If you want to subscribe to the show, if you want to join the Reddit and Discord communities, which are growing by the day, man. I'm really impressed with you guys filling those out. And if you guys want to check out our other shows, hit the Linktree URL link in the description, and it'll have all of that up for you guys to check out. We have FIFO isn't here this week, but filling in for him is Huey. Huey, what up, bro?
What's up, man? What's good?
Some of you guys may remember him from a couple of episodes ago, where we were talking about Kevin Hart and comedy.
Yeah. Not Kevin Hart. We're talking about Louis C.K.
Yeah, Louis C.K. Yeah. Yeah, and comedy. So he's sitting in for FIFO this week. A lot of people, man, has been hitting me up on Twitter and Facebook and text, just saying we have to talk about this Soulja Boy interview.
Drake?
Man.
Am I the only one that thought that commercial Ray came to mind when he said it?
That who?
You remember that comment, Ray?
No, I never thought about that, but yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. Ray? Yeah, I'm surprised nobody haven't done that meme yet.
They probably have.
You probably have.
Oh, you should beat them to it.
Get on it.
But yeah, it was the talk of the week, man. And I kept seeing everybody talk about it on Twitter. And you know, it's Soulja Boy, so I wasn't. You know, I was like, okay, I'll get to it. And I finally sat down and watched it last night. What's up?
So I didn't actually watch the entire interview. Mm-hmm. I caught like bits and pieces of it, but it was basically just him talking about like his influence basically on like the music industry.
Yeah, for the most part, you know, it started with him saying that, you know, he was the biggest comeback story of the year, you know, and yeah, 2018. And
how he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year?
Yeah. Last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did? Oh, because of his little Xbox thing that he did?
No.
He was all about the stuff.
He was a bunch of stuff.
Put some respect on Big Soldier.
Well, I don't know. Is that what he goes by now?
Big Draco.
Man, you better ask somebody now.
I thought that was somebody else's name.
That's him. That's his. Yeah.
DeAndre. So he is popping in these streets. You didn't even know he was popping in these
streets. No, I thought that was like...
Oh, that's Big Draco.
No, I didn't even know.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then they were saying, like, it started out like, you know, and Soulja Boy's always been a character, but yeah, it just started out like he just started going in on Tiger, man. And
oh, really?
Did I say that right? Because I always call him
man.
Tigger.
You had it right, and then you were starting to fuck it up again. It's Tiger.
You had it right. Were you gonna say Tiger?
Yeah. I call him Tigger.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I call him Tigger. They look alike. Anyway,
what? No,
Ken's trolling.
Anyway.
He's trolling.
But did anybody see him give the gum back to Angela Yee?
Yeah.
The what?
The gum.
The gum. She gave him a wrapper to put his gum in.
He gave it back.
And he gave it back to her.
Well, they always do. She throws it away.
She does?
Yeah, always.
Okay.
Sometimes they put the gum in her hand.
What?
It's a thing. I'm like, never, if you come in there chewing gum during an interview, like
you
be trying to do, and you be hearing in the mic. She'll be like, no, spit your, business, spit like your gum out. Because you do it every damn time.
I'm not doing
not
it today.
Yeah.
First time.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. So that's why I thought that was funny. I was like, dang, he really just gave it. Yeah, but he started going in on Tyga. And
so what prompted this? Like, did he just, was it, because I figured.
That's what I want to know.
They would have to ask him a question.
Yeah, my question is the same with Sophie. Like,
I thought he crashed the station. That's what I heard.
He's been making this run.
I thought it was.
I understand him making a run. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Q.
The controversy of, like, him and that game station. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
He did Everyday Struggle, too.
I know he did, but I thought some headline I read, he said he crashed the station. Because some people.
It was something in California. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about in California.
She said, okay. Some people do come up there. They just be in the studio and they try to bring them in. Same thing that happened here with Cat Williams when she's like, no, come in. You up here or whatever. That happens at the station.
But he was with somebody else. He wasn't trying to crash.
I understand. I'm just telling you what I read, and it's a thing that happens. She just said, okay. So I was just like, well, it's a thing that happens.
It didn't happen. I think he was invited up there to talk about his game thing because he's. Aren't they like trying to sue him or something?
Yeah. It's console that he's I guess
Nintendo's going out, and he was talking stuff on social media talking about Nintendo ain't gonna do nothing and all that stuff, and then here we are.
Yeah, and then he got sued. Then he switched it up and did something else, and it just really kind of became a thing. So I didn't know why he was up there first and foremost, and then I actually sat and watched it, and I ain't gonna
you
lie,
did all
I watched the
minutes?
Whole Me damn too. Thing.
I watched both of them.
I did too, and boy,
how long is the Everyday Struggle one?
Like an hour,
about 50 minutes.
Damn, how y'all had that much time?
I couldn't watch.
I worked from home,
and I mean, I saw all the best highlights on Twitter. So I was like, well,
you have to watch.
He is a character.
You have to watch.
Because sure. I want to watch 50
the whole Drake thing that you said. Like, it was way more funnier watching how they even got to that.
Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
Than just the meme. I was.
Yeah. I know you're talking about he bit his flow and all that stuff.
No. Really, yeah. I didn't see the whole thing, but I did see a lot of it. And I was like, man, it's so much deeper than just this Drake thing.
Mm-hmm. Man,
it's so
it
much
really
funnier
is.
Than just the
so
Drake thing.
How did they even get to that point? Because I saw that clip, but what were they talking about in reference to? Like, were they comparing him to Drake?
No, he says that he had the biggest comeback, and then he's saying that he's popping.
Okay.
Because right now he's a trending topic. I think he doesn't understand what, like, popping musically versus I'm just trending on Twitter because people are kind of laughing at me.
Oh.
So he was trying to push the narrative that I'm popping, and they were like, no.
And he thought that was a comeback?
Yes.
Yeah.
So when they said that Tyga had the biggest song of the year or whatever, then somehow Drake came up because
Meek Mill. They were like, Meek Mill had the biggest comeback.
Yeah, because he had a beef with Drake. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Soulja was like, well, I had a beef with Chris Brown. Like, wasn't that like 10 years ago?
What?
Like, nobody gives a fuck about that
Yeah,
anymore.
That was a long time ago.
But that's how Drake came up. He was like, well, he had a beef with Drake. And Drake!
And he got up and walked, man.
That shit was that black so man walk too.
Funny, fucking funny.
He is so Mississippi and so Atlanta. Like, he Man. Just kept interrupting everybody and over-talking everybody and being really, really loud. And Charlamagne would check him and be like, yo, man, keep your voice down. And he was just so comical because then he would get real quiet. Okay, so, and it was just like, this dude, he was all over the place. And you just had to watch the whole thing to fully understand how entertaining that was. I thought it wasn't going to be as funny as people make it out to be.
I did too. I was like, man, this shit is hilarious. Yeah. Both of them. The Everyday Struggle one is just as funny.
Yeah,
it
might be better.
Because
he was going to academics the whole time. He said, called him fat as fuck.
Oh my God.
So you fat as fuck.
He right. called him stupid because they had been talking shit about him.
Stupid ass nigga.
So,
fuck nigga.
Because he went on Breakfast Club first, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I think when that popped off, they were trying to kind of replicate, you know, what happened on there.
Yeah.
So they were trying to go at him, and they were being real disrespectful to him and basically trying to clown him and talk it down. Yeah, except Wayno. Like yeah. Him. Yeah, Wayno was cool. Very, like, Wayno was like, especially the last time he called him stupid, he was like, y'all stupid, you know. And then Wayno was like, okay, man, hold on, enough's enough.
He did that.
Yeah.
And Soulja Boy apologized.
He's he did. Call you he apologized
he
to Wayno.
Yeah, he probably
yeah, apologized to Wayno, not to academics,
yes.
I don't think.
Right.
Yeah, and then the Deska dumbass.
Oh, leave her alone. Her
what she do?
So.
You didn't think that question was crazy.
What question she asked him?
Why do you have so many businesses?
Yeah.
That wasn't a crazy question.
That was a question?
Valid as fuck question.
How was that valid?
Because he has so many businesses and none of them are really popping like super hard.
Not according to him.
It doesn't matter what's according to him. I can say my dick is 35 feet long. It doesn't mean it's true.
The question
Soulja Boy is clearly not popping that hard off his businesses.
Like, well, it's not about if the businesses are popping. It's like you have an established business that haven't crumbled. I mean,
are they successful or not?
They're not successful. That's the point. She said, why do you have so many? It's like, why would you start 35 businesses and none of them are really doing anything?
But they are, though.
Yeah, he's making money. It's multiple lines of revenue streams. Yeah.
I heard his mom is his manager, and she like got him into real estate or something. I don't know how true that is, but if that is the case, then that doesn't seem like something that has to be like super popping to be successful. Like,
that,
you could just
I don't
be
think
doing
that's
that
what they're asking about. I still don't see why that question was crazy. It's not like she said.
What did she ask?
All she said was, "Why do you have so many businesses?" That's all she asked him, and he got pissed off.
Because that was a crazy
question. Why is that a crazy question?
Oh.
Well, most millionaires have multiple businesses. The average millionaire has around seven.
Okay.
Seven, eight? Okay, yeah. Eight.
So even if Kevin Hart came up there and she said, all right, well, explain why you have so many businesses. It's not like she's saying all your businesses suck. Explain why you have 35 shitty businesses.
Well, still be a crazy question.
Why? Then you can explain, well, I have my hand in this. I have my hand in this. I have my hand in this. So if somebody was interviewing you and they said, well, why do you have Dead End Video? You also have the podcast. You have this. Why do you have your hand in so many things? You'd be like, that's a stupid question.
I think it was more so about the context.
I don't think I would say that's a stupid question, but I wouldn't understand the question. I'm like, well, what do you mean? Why are you asking me that? That makes no sense.
What?
Why does that not make any sense?
It's
why
the
would...
context. I think
yeah,
it's
I'm
the
with con- Mike. I'm
I,
sorry.
Y'all don't know what y'all talking about.
Y'all
don't
really think that's a crazy, that's a why valid
would
be question?
A, why would that be a crazy question? It's a simple fucking question.
It's a super simple question.
Okay. It's not a crazy question. It's the context of the question.
Well, the context
being?
Why
do you have so many businesses?
That's not what she said.
I thought that's
she
how
did
she kind said
of frame it that way. Like,
that's how she
yeah.
said it. I thought she said that way too.
Look, she asked the question.
You didn't say, like, tell me about your businesses. You have like 7, 8
That's
businesses.
That's because she
tell
had to repeat herself because he kept talking over her. She asked the question a few different times.
I'm not going
to.
Okay.
And so, by the third time, she's like, can you answer my question? Why do you have so many businesses? It wasn't like she started off that way.
But he snapped on the first one, right?
That's the point. If somebody asks you a simple question, you're like talking over them and not answering her. By the third time, of course, you have an attitude.
I think it had a negative connotation.
It did.
If it did, then I might be on your side because I would just be like, well, then damn, bitch, why you so broke? Like, that would be.
Well, he kind of, he didn't say it that way, but he was like, why don't you? Yeah, he was like. Oh. Yeah, he said, why don't you have that many businesses?
Well, I just want to make it clear. I just want to make it clear that it's not a stupid question if you ask it the right way.
I don't know.
You just
said? Y'all are tripping.
All right, whatever.
Did we start off by them saying it was a crazy question? Then it changed. It's not a crazy question. It's the context.
That's right.
But you doing it. But you because you always be defending him and then you have to go backtrack.
What the hell?
One of these days, you're going to learn to just let Ken say something. Let's talk it out. And then you interject your opinion.
Part two.
One of these days, you're going to learn.
Part two.
Rod never wants part two. Rod always wants part negative 0.5.
I'm just saying this is part two from
last
time.
Why don't you
just
accept me for me, man?
Rod.
We do. We do. Anyways, I thought it was a fine question. I would love to know why Soulja Boy has so many businesses.
Well, I'm agreeing with you and you still want to disagree.
Regardless of the business aspect, his music is in heavy rotation again, which is really funny. I think he was on some show and performing Crank That and all his other hits. He has a lot of hits.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
Even at the party that I was hosting yesterday, they had like... the DJ was going crazy with Soulja Boy hits, and everybody was like acting like it just came out.
That wouldn't have happened a year ago, though.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But.
And would it have happened before this interview?
That's my point. Right. So, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
A year ago, that wouldn't happen.
One of my questions is that did he ever look like he was like on drugs?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to ask that. Yeah. He looks like he's on lean.
He said no, that.
He said he's on lean. Makes you tired. I thought it makes you tired.
Yeah.
Well, his face looked tired.
Codeine.
Like, nah, bro.
His face looked tired.
He do.
Yeah, he said he never did cocaine.
He can say what he wants. Actually, you know what? I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Well, I asked that because, like, okay, because this is kind of on brand. Like, because his name is, like, Soulja Boy Tell Him. And it's like, has he always been, like, this type of dude that just.
Tell Him?
Just, yeah, his name is Soulja Boy Tell Him.
You didn't know that?
What the heck? No, yeah. I know that, but what's the correlation here?
I mean, that could be part of his name because he always talking shit or whatever. That's kind of like what I was thinking.
Yeah, he's always. Yeah. Like, he hasn't.
I don't know, Soulja Boy. I mean, it kind of came from somewhere.
I didn't think about it that deep.
I didn't either.
I know, but that's just me. Again,
only Rod
that's
does that.
Me.
Yeah.
What was
that's
about to
me. I'm an analytical person.
Okay.
Well, it became kind of part of the joke in the interview because they were like, Soulja Boy, and then somebody was telling him. And then even while watching, I'm like, man, he's just telling it.
Right.
That is so lame.
You didn't say that.
You can say it's lame.
I mean, I
don't
say it that way.
That's not my damn name. I'm just telling you that's where it could have originated from. So, whatever.
But either way, like, even I didn't really realize he had as many hits. But I don't think he was on anything. I think this is just who he is.
Could be.
Well, why has he been so quiet for like almost a decade?
He hasn't.
Oh, he hasn't?
No.
Nobody just cared?
His songs do well. I just don't think they reach mainstream anymore.
Nah, and that's what he was trying to say to Everyday Struggle, or yeah, I think it was Everyday Struggle.
So, yeah. I have a question.
And Soulja Boy is always relevant in some way. When he was with 50 that time, he's always makes himself relevant to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. He's never completely fallen off.
Yeah.
It doesn't stay.
Yeah.
So, do y'all agree that, like, he is owed a percentage of like the streaming and all that
he
shit
was joking.
Because I don't know. I feel like he was serious to a certain degree.
That was
everybody
part of the
give
shit
him 5%. He was joking.
Yeah, he was just talking shit. Yeah. That's just that is him just being all extra and loud.
Right. But you still an academic nigga. I've been it trolling, nigga. You got that from me.
Yeah.
He's kind of right.
He's right.
He's kind of right.
Well, that's what I wanted, like.
He started a lot of shit that
he
people
did.
Don't give him credit
right.
for.
They don't give him credit for.
Cause
let's list it. Yeah. Like what?
Trolling, being on the internet.
Yep.
Promoting through YouTube.
Yes.
Like,
and social media.
And those are three of the biggest things that's going on right now. And people don't give him credit for that
like,
stuff.
A lot of artists have popped off because of that internet, YouTube, like,
yeah,
stuff.
Platform.
He was the first one to do it.
Yeah.
The ringtone shit.
And it's crazy. Oh my God.
You don't know?
He started ringtones, for sure.
Yeah. Come on, Ken. I mean, regardless if you like his music.
No, it has nothing to do with that. I think we all were in the club doing that shit.
We were not, but go ahead.
I didn't hear you. Say that again.
So we were all in the club cranking that.
No. I did a couple times.
Come on, man. Yeah.
I did a couple times.
Yeah.
My God. All right. Next topic.
I confess. Yeah.
It
was everywhere, bro.
You
did
it, man.
He did.
So you still stand for that shit?
He probably did it on B's party bus.
Everybody's done
that. That might be true.
Yeah, he probably did.
I remember though, like when I was in school and Soulja Boy was like hot, like he was a big thing for a while. Like that was all everybody was talking about was like Kiss Me Through the Phone, Crank That, Superman. That was like a whole.
Because it was like the dance crazy.
Yeah, it was like a whole wave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. It was.
And that was when T-Pain was big, like bigger. Yeah.
Did
right
he kill hip hop?
He hopped.
Soulja Boy, did he kill hip hop?
Did he kill?
It's hip hop. It's hip hop.
So you did watch it.
I didn't watch the.
You didn't watch the but you watched the Everyday Struggle one. That shit was an hour too. You were clowning us for sitting there for an hour.
I watched bits and pieces of that one.
You
I didn't watch
lie. You watched
thing.
The whole shit trying to be cool. Anyway, go ahead.
I didn't watch the Breakfast Club.
Did he kill hip hop?
No.
No.
I was wondering because he kept saying, I'm like, I don't think you were responsible for killing him. I know you got into it with people,
so
but...
So was hip-hop ever dead is the question.
A lot of people blamed him
went,
for killing hip-hop.
Through, yeah, it was on life support, for real. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
So that
when all those rappers were blaming him for the decline
of
hip-hop?
No, I remember, but I'm just saying, did it truly ever die is what I'm saying. Like, did he kill hip-hop?
Well, clearly
it's still
not.
Here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay... Is that even a relevant question?
He killed what they called quote unquote real hip hop.
Right. I think it was a relevant question because at the time of what was going on with hip hop, and then of course, I guess looking at you know his the children of Soulja Boy that he was claiming with the SoundCloud rappers, you could see that. But at the time, it was like everybody was looking at the reduction of lyricism in hip hop. You know, at that time.
Not only that, you got to think he was kind of responsible for creating like the singles rapper.
The
rapper
tone.
Who didn't give a fuck about really creating a good album.
Right.
They just wanted to create a single. He was kind of responsible for that because of that ringtone shit.
Yep. Mm.
So I think that was why people were saying he killed hip hop.
He marked like starting a new era of that type of artist.
Yeah.
So they're going to like label him like you killed hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
It really kind of just started with him and then, you know.
Other people follow.
Yeah.
But people think that was the decline of rap, so I guess I can see why they would blame him for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't agree, but
yeah,
I don't care.
So I didn't think you agree, because I know you stressed before that you don't mind, like, when, you know, newer things happen in hip-hop. Didn't you say that when we did the 20 years thing?
I don't know, but I say a lot of shit and I forget.
Okay, well from what I remember, you were saying that you don't mind it evolving into other things.
Yeah, but I also don't like fucking hit and run hip hop either. I don't like when these artists show up, drop a couple songs real quick, make a bunch of money, and then they're just gone. I don't really think that's cool.
So you don't think that keeps it relevant in the main eye?
Mm-mm, because eventually that stuff is going to cause hip hop to completely die out because that's not going to sustain itself.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
Personally, I don't give a fuck what kids listen to because I'm old. I don't, it's not my thing to be criticizing what little kids like.
Right.
But.
So, and that's what I'm saying, right? So you take some people like us, you know, we're older. We like the traditional hip hop, so to speak. And let's say if, you know, the younger artists, you know.
You got one on the show.
Yeah. Let's say if the younger artists started you know, creating, you know, the traditional hip hop. And they're not doing the dance music. They're doing more serious topics. And, you know, they're not creating, you know, fun music, so to speak. Wouldn't that essentially make it die off?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'm sorry.
What's the question?
I missed it.
The question was like 3 minutes
creating
long.
Traditional hip-hop?
Should be throwing some shit.
If artists went back to creating traditional hip-hop, would that make hip-hop die off?
Yeah.
Why would it make hip-hop die off?
That's what I'm saying, because if every artist went to...
They love, like, the ringtone rap type stuff, and you're saying if that came back into the mainstream, people would stop listening?
No. All right, no? I didn't explain that right. Traditional hip-hop is like boom, bap, lyricism, you know, thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. So what if the new artists that came out take that away and they apply that to their music and now they're not doing snap or dance or fun music and they're doing more socially conscious music and that's all we have in hip hop now because everybody's being serious about their raps. Would that now not appeal to the younger generation?
Yeah, I think it wouldn't appeal as much, but I don't really think that's going to happen. I feel like it'll always kind of be
an even mix.
Yeah, like,
no, I know it will. I'm just saying, but if that was to happen, that would have...
Like, there's a large percentage of people that like just don't care. Like that, like I don't want to listen to that all the time, or I don't want to listen to that at all.
Right. So when you say you were in school and everybody was about Crank That, Kissing Through the Phone, what else were they listening to? Was it just him and other guys like him?
It was
him?
A lot of like... it was like Lil Wayne, you know. It was kind of like just the people who were big at the time, like Lil Wayne, Drake.
Drake?
Yeah.
Whenever I need a laugh.
Bruh. Kid Cudi.
I remember that.
So the internet era, seems like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was some Childish Gambino. It was people starting to bubble up from like the internet era, like, you know, Childish Gambino. We were listening to some of that.
Mickey Fax before he disappeared.
Oh, yeah.
Before he fell into a black hole.
Yeah.
He went out
with the Thanos snap.
Yeah.
I thought he was next,
and he was gone. But you're going to absolute extremes, though. I don't think anybody's saying all or nothing. I think that if there was more of a balanced mix. Because, I think those motherfuckers, no disrespect, but I'm going to disrespect y'all a little bit. They like what they're fed. If they're fed... conscious rap and they think that that's what's cool, they're gonna like
it'll
it.
It'll be a new generation that'll come
that's
up listening
asking.
To that.
That's what I was
and
asking.
Like
yeah, that's what I was asking.
That's what I think, personally.
Yeah, I think it's constantly always evolving.
Last thing, and then we can be quick on this because we gotta move on, but did you think the Everyday Struggle interview was disrespectful? Those that watched it? Yeah, it
absolutely.
Just... Yeah, and I think he got
disrespectful towards Soulja Boy.
Yeah, they were clowning him, trying to basically make fun of him while he was there.
Yeah, most of them were egging him on. Even the Breakfast Club was just kind of egging him up. Come on, Big Soulja, tell him.
Yeah, but that's just
that's always Breakfast Club, though.
That's always Charlemagne.
I know, but it's still egging him on.
Yeah, because they were disrespectful.
Right?
Not disrespect, but they were just kind of egging him on.
They were disrespectful. They were trying to clown him
from the
in
jump.
Person. Yes,
absolutely.
From the
like
jump.
So he didn't come. He didn't come on all crazy.
Of course,
well, he's going to be animated, but they kept pushing him and pushing
like
him.
Act was so
that's what I'm saying. So was it? And I know we got to wrap this up. So was it that he was disrespectful for this? So they were disrespectful?
Nah, I think Academics was being extremely disrespectful. I was actually shocked that he was talking in somebody's face the way he talks greasy when they're not there. Mm-hmm. I think this is the first time I've ever seen him act like that. Maybe he didn't think Soulja Boy would do anything
until Soulja Boy got up. And start talking crazy like he was about to do something.
But he didn't act and back down, though.
150 shooters, nigga.
Well, they probably got security, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's probably 5 or 6 big dudes standing right there just in case Soulja jumps on him.
Yeah, because Soulja Boy, he got fed up, man. He was like, man, we can get down right now. Something like that. He said, he was ready to fight. He was ready to fight at that point because he stood up. He was standing up. He was talking over them. Yeah. And just started talking crazy.
I didn't think that the way Academics was talking to him was cool. I understand being provocative and trying to get stuff out of him. I just didn't think that talking to another man the way he was talking, even if the guy's acting crazy.
Right, right.
I just think that there's a way that you can kind of spin that to make it to where you can maybe calm him down a little bit. Because that's what the Breakfast Club did. They were making jokes.
They were like feeding into it, making him comfortable.
Exactly, making him comfortable. Yeah. Exactly. I don't think Academics was doing that. He was trying to get Soulja Boy pissed off. Wayno, who, again, he's the only one on the show that I really, really like. He's the only one that's ever just like
keeps it chill. Like he just keeps it chill.
Because I'm sure if it was a one-on-one, Wayno would probably fuck Soulja Boy up. No disrespect to either one of them. I just, you know, but I think that Soulja Boy is calling him stupid and saying, y'all motherfuckers don't pay attention, but calling people fuck niggas, all this other shit. Wayno the entire time is just like, well, nah, man, that's
not
what I'm saying.
He's the only one like not taking it personally, exactly. Which is what you have to do when you're like trying to be a journalist.
There you go.
Just keep it chill.
Yep.
Just be like, all right, bro.
Yep. Either way, I respect Soulja Boy a lot. Musically, I don't care for his music, but legacy-wise, I think it's crazy.
So he is a legend.
I would say so, absolutely. Yeah. I think that what he did for hip-hop culture is, even if I don't appreciate
it,
he did a lot
of
shit.
Important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
So, and he still, I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He still has goons in Atlanta.
Man. I have some unreleased footage of Mike and I discussing Soulja Boy.
Really?
I do. We was on the bridge.
I was probably making fun of him.
I'm putting that on the
might not want to.
Go to the Is the Mic Still On channel, YouTube channel. I'm putting that on the channel. Wow.
That's gonna be funny.
Let's be clear.
What
first
else
of
were
all,
we talking about?
I was
on
probably
that
being a dick. Because back then I was drinking a lot. And every shoot, I would show up hungover and or drunk. So whatever I said on the video, I guarantee I do not agree with it today. That's right. Try to play me rock.
No, I'm not. I just thought about it. I think it'd be great content. Oh, man.
Now that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
When I show up dead, don't say blame rock.
Maybe Soulja Boy will respond. That'd be funny.
Would.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Mike?
The nigga from Dead and Hip Hop? The nigga that they call gay? The nigga that they do that?
Oh, my God.
You would say something like that, too. Yep.
The nigga with the tight jeans like a girl, but the girl with the tight jeans?
Oh, wait. Lastly, too.
Please send that to Soulja Boy. Everybody at Soulja Boy, send him that video.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know that y'all don't give a shit, but he definitely called out Ariana Grande for jacking his swag on her song. Yeah.
So did Princess Nokia, so who knows?
Yeah.
Nah, Princess Nokia shit sounds on. So I don't know about
Princess
Soulja Boy.
Nokia?
Yes.
You better ask somebody.
No, I do. I don't have to ask.
My little titties, my fat belly.
I'm just surprised she
decided.
Okay.
You better ask somebody about Princess Nokia. She ain't playing with this motherfucking bullshit. That she ain't
playing. You know Princess Nokia be?
What? You don't know about Princess Nokia?
No. Seriously.
You better ask somebody, bro.
Does she have better music production by now?
What you mean?
Because it kind of sucks.
You crazy. Princess Nokia is fucking tight.
She's
fun as fuck.
It just sounds like she's recording through a fucking paper bag. That's whatever.
You about to be speaking through a paper bag talking about Princess Nokia.
Whatever.
God damn it.
You'll be
Sophie.
All right.
All right. Anyway.
Netflix. What's your price? Because they raised their prices. So
they did do it.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's official. So,
okay, wait. So I just Googled and, you know, I guess this is sales things. Is this Netflix sales situation? Because this shit
is they're stuck.
They are struggling.
Huh?
So, that's weird.
What are you talking about? What is that?
Oh, don't worry about that. Now's a good time to buy it.
It's a market summer.
Oh, that's their shares?
Yeah.
That's not their profit.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
But wait until you probably want to buy now because once they put out their earnings report for the next quarter and
stock is going to go up.
Yep.
Just because of like $2?
Absolutely.
And because everything they drop these days seems to blow up.
Yeah, that's true.
And they got like 50 something million subscribers, right? And everybody just went up at least a dollar. So the $7.99 went to $8.99, the $10.99 went to $12, and the $13.99 went to $15.99.
So did we get an email about that?
Yeah.
You're probably supposed to.
I've never gotten one.
Oh, yeah. The shade.
But I mean, mine's been $8 for years, so I don't give a fuck.
Still?
Yeah, I know you don't know because you don't pay. But I don't think mine ever went up. Everyone was complaining. I did not notice mine ever go up.
Oh, you cooling it.
I'm not saying anything, but.
Until now.
I mean, until now.
I don't care. I pay $11. I don't give a fuck. Like I watch mainly Netflix.
I heard it was going up to 13
for certain plans. I got the low plan. I got the one that includes like one DVD.
What?
Oh, so you still have the DVD and...
Nigga,
I've had that same DVD for 3 years, dude.
The same? What are you talking about?
I need to send it back. I have had the DVD is kind of like a CD. You put it in and it plays movies.
Why
I know you youngsters don't really know about that.
Have that. I don't get that.
Because that's what it used to be. It used to be a DVD plan.
It used to be a DVD plan.
And then changed to streaming once streaming became popular.
Correct.
So they still have it to where you can still get a DVD because a lot of movies don't have streaming. Like the stuff that I like, a lot of times they don't have the budget to put them on streaming. So you have to get a DVD. Like really independent horror movies and shit.
And you like have like a DVD player and stuff?
Oh my God. Can we move on?
No, I'm not shaming you. I'm just saying.
I know you're not. It's just this weird young thing where y'all don't understand.
No, it's not that I don't understand. I don't get why you would still want to. Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, because a lot of things that I like don't have, like Netflix doesn't have it on streaming. Wow. Like if it's a really obscure movie.
So how would you know if you like it? You watched it before?
I want to see it. And I mean, I might see a trailer or read a review and be like, I want to see that. Oh, Netflix doesn't have it on streaming. Oh, but they have the DVD.
And how would you... So is there like a special part on Netflix on the website where you can go...
Yeah, there's a DVD section.
Oh, my God. It's a DVD, This is so like new information to me.
It's new to me too, though. I didn't know that.
Really? So they still had it?
No, I never knew they had it.
That's how it started.
No,
yeah.
I knew that's how it started.
Really? But y'all know me.
Y'all looking at me like crazy.
No, I'm always.
He was still at Blockbuster when Netflix was.
No.
Ken, VHS tapes.
I know you, but I thought you at least knew they had a DVD division.
No, I have a whole rack of DVDs. I watch DVDs still.
Yeah, I still have my Blu-rays too.
So I got Blu-ray.
So it's not that I didn't know about. I just didn't know Netflix started.
Huh? No, go ahead.
What you said? What you just said?
No, I just said I never got Blu-rays.
Me neither. See that again? Can't notice. You know this about me. It takes me a minute to catch up to that.
I know.
But
I thought you at least knew they had DVD.
No, I didn't know that's how they started. Okay. I wasn't even up on it. I didn't understand it at first because I was like streaming.
I kind of remember that.
Yeah. I wasn't up on it. Like I said, I'm late to stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I jumped on Netflix immediately.
Yeah.
I used to go rent movies all the time, and it was expensive.
Yeah. Maybe that's why you're still on $8.
Yeah. And I used to do Redbox.
But Netflix was the first Redbox.
Yeah, Netflix was the first Redbox.
Yeah.
Because what's cool about Netflix, you don't have to worry about late fees. You get the DVD. Keep them as long as you want. You don't have to worry about stamps or nothing. You put them right back in the mail.
I never did.
And they send you another batch of DVDs once you send the other ones back.
Yeah, streaming is fairly new to me. I didn't stream because I was still like going to the DVD box in Walmart. I was still like I had, you know, my cable plan. I was watching cable TV. Right. I didn't start streaming until I think AT&T offered streaming. Or DirecTV or somebody.
That's pretty much killed Blockbuster. Once Netflix got in that streaming heavy.
See, I never saw the need for it.
Aw, poor Blockbuster.
Wasn't Blockbuster supposed to buy
Netflix? They were supposed to buy Netflix, but they didn't.
What a shame.
Netflix phased them out. That's crazy.
Yeah, one of the biggest fails in business history.
That's so sad. And it was so funny because like Blockbuster was like always like that like corner situation where it was like always down the street and you just
so you grew up on Blockbuster?
Yeah.
I grew up on Blockbuster too.
That was so tight.
Yeah.
I thought I didn't know maybe it had died off by the time y'all grew up on it.
There was like hella candy at the front.
That was dope.
And then they had those like barrels of like popcorn.
Yeah. It was an experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Good times.
Isn't there still like one more?
Yeah, there's one more in it's like Arkansas or somewhere.
Is it like a Blockbuster?
There's one more Blockbuster.
It's the last one.
Yeah.
So it'll probably surprised. Never
go. They're just keeping it up for nostalgia.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
It's dope though that it's there.
Where is it?
I want to say like Arkansas or somewhere.
It would be in Arkansas. Yeah.
So you know the funny thing about that stock price that's $339 at the time of this recording is that I remember when they had a fail like years ago, probably almost 10 years ago, and they made a change to their DVD division and their streaming or something like that, and their stock plummeted to like $7. Ooh. Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And I remember at the time I was like, oh, I need to buy some of that.
And you didn't.
And I, of course, nope, because I'm Mess. Nope. And I, I'll, that, so that's my biggest, one of my biggest fails in inch history. I'll never, then every time I look at that price, I'm like, man, if I just, I got,
just get sad.
Yeah, 10 or 50 shares at the time, you know, I would be so stressed.
The last Blockbuster store is in Bend, Oregon.
Oregon. Yep.
So how far do you guys think they'll go? You guys think they'll ever get to like $50 or something like that?
No. Honestly, I feel like, No, I feel like they have to just raise the price at this point because I really don't see this technology working. Because
what technology?
The technology where you're tracing people of logging into accounts and all that shit. Because under that tweet where I saw that they were like, you know,
the nigger tracking.
Shut up. Where they were doing that, basically, people were like, so I got multiple houses in multiple states, bitch. Now what? Like, what? Like, do I have to call Netflix and tell them, like, hey, let me register this address with this and I'm going to be here at this time? Like, that's just too much.
For you. Not you personally. I'm saying whoever's talking about, I got five houses. Yeah. Then you can afford to pay an extra $11. I'm worth the line. I'm saying, even if you're telling the truth, you can afford it.
Right.
So if you're lying, just pay the fucking money, you cheap son of a bitch.
Right.
The fuck out of here,
I
man.
I think, just going back, because you was going back to the last episode, right? With that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So going back to that last episode, we was talking about them tracking it and stuff like that. I thought about it afterwards. Like, what about, because, you know, my daughters have it on their phones and stuff. So how do they know, like, if my daughter's in Florida or somewhere visiting family, that she's not a part of that particular family plan?
Maybe they'll make you register the phone.
Oh, hell.
Probably register the device.
They'll probably drop a token on your device.
Yep.
Got me fucked up.
And it'll be able
whatever
to.
Whatever devices you got.
Got me fucked up. I got to pay. Got me fucked up. I got to pay.
They do.
This some bullshit. Why I got to pay?
So laptops and all that.
Yep. It'll probably because
I was thinking about that. Like, if I have my laptop here, like, it's my account. You gonna tell me I can't log into my account?
Like, hell no.
Hell yeah.
Right. Will you be quiet?
What'd you say?
Yo, 40 acres in the moon, like, you last trying to get Netflix. They owe me.
People who are stingy be the richest ones. So.
Nah. You're not stingy, you're cheap.
Yeah, it's $9.
I'm cheap too. I don't pay either. But
what?
You know. Yeah.
Then y'all need to pay. Hell,
so, wait.
That's why Netflix is cracking down on
y'all. Right. Y'all the ones fucking up everybody. Too. Look, they're why we got to pay the extra dollar.
We want to watch TV too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
See?
Like, motherfucker. Dang.
I'm going to start throwing in like a couple extra dollars here and there to the person whose actual account it is.
You though. Should.
Yeah.
That
you know.
Would be nice.
You
should.
That would be nice.
That would be
lying. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be so nice.
It would be.
It would be.
If it happened, it would be.
Hypothetically speaking.
It would be nice.
But I did see where they were that Netflix just going to raise their prices because they have to pay for all this content. They just have to pay, what, $100 million to keep Friends? Yeah, so.
To keep what?
Friends.
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah.
They have Friends on there. And
don't
they,
get me
the contract
wrong.
Ended.
Okay, wait. Mm-mm. Hold on. I don't know. I don't really understand the hate that show gets necessarily, but it's really not worth $100 million.
It is to white people.
Yes.
Well, white people. There you go.
Friends.
Yes. That makes it worth it. There you go. Yep.
And it depends on how many people were talking about canceling their account because
of
Friends.
Really?
Yes. I'm pretty sure it was enough. So then we're having to pay for that. But here's what I think Netflix, when I think about it, because they're going to keep raising their prices, right?
Hmm.
And so I'm thinking at some point,
it's going to have to be a cap.
Right. It's going to lose its value based on what we're getting. And I know they're in the original content and they had some shows pop off and they continue to invest, so they need to make the money up somewhere. But I think Netflix should look into doing live TV. And if YouTube TV can do it, if Hulu can do it, if DirecTV Now can do it, it just seems like at some point a logical move for them to make when the price reached a certain point.
It's incorporate live TV.
Yeah, add some form of live TV in there. The technology exists. I don't know how much it would cost them to build up the infrastructure to build it out.
Yeah, because you can see that from any state. So that makes it a little bit difficult, right? Because, like, I don't know. It just seems like it would require more.
It doesn't seem like there's a point either. If there's already plenty of other services doing it. The whole appeal of Netflix is it's cheaper than cable.
Yeah,
it's not going to be able to be cheaper than cable if it is cable.
But and that's what I'm saying. At some point, it's going to get to a point where it's not cheaper than cable.
Cable will be popular again.
Well, yeah. One or the other happened. People will go back to cable because that's what I said. I said at some point, I'm paying for Netflix. I'm paying for DirecTV Now. I'm paying for all this stuff. At some point, I might as well just get cable.
Get cable, yeah.
No, because like, it's not on demand. Like, you can't go on there and just watch
what
you
want. On demand.
Yeah, you can stream with cable.
I know. Okay, go
ahead. They got to revamp that on demand shit, though.
So what were you saying?
Like, you can go on Netflix, and there are movies that will not be on cable, is my point. So if you want to watch some certain movie, you have to go try to find it downloadable, or you got to go find a DVD.
Or even a series.
Right. Yeah. Eventually, series come off of cable.
Right.
That's the appeal of Netflix.
Originals.
Hmm?
I'm talking about just regular shows. Yeah. Like, certain shows are no longer on television.
Same with Netflix,
only on...
too, though.
Huh?
Same with Netflix. They lose shows as well.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, Like, let's say if Friends is no longer on network television and you want to watch it, you go to Netflix.
Well, I guess it all depends on what you're paying attention to, because there's Showtime originals and stuff that's there that's not on Netflix.
But you have to HBO. Pay for those. Like, you have to have a cable subscription to have that, or you have to buy it like a la carte.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, if you have a cable subscription and you get HBO, Showtime, right. Cinemax, and all that, you have access to all of these different outlets. Netflix is popular.
Including Netflix, because Netflix is built Netflix into Comcast.
Including Netflix, because it's built into Comcast.
What do you mean it's built into Comcast?
It's built in, so
you can watch Comcast.
You get a free subscription Netflix through Comcast. Netflix through Comcast?
Really?
I don't know if it's free.
I don't think it's free.
But it's built in.
You have access to.
You don't have to leave the box to go watch it.
But you have to pay for it.
Yeah, I think you still have to pay for it.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Yeah, that one doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is, like, the traditional shows, like the Movie Channel and all that, like, some of those aren't on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's like a kind of like give and take in what you're paying attention to, I guess.
Right, but I'm saying there's always going to be a competition. So, like, Netflix investing in doing live TV is not going to help Netflix.
I think it would.
Because they're not going to – look, it's never going to get up to the point where it's $50.
I think it will.
It would help it. It would help
I've had Netflix since Netflix started. Mm-hmm. It was $8.99. No, sorry, it was cheaper than that. I think it was $7.99 when it first started. How many years later – and it's still, you can still get the lowest one for $9.
Really?
But you're
when is it going to get to 50 when we're dead?
But
who cares?
You're talking about the DVDs, right?
Even, I'm saying I have a plan that includes DVDs and streaming.
Right.
If I took the DVDs away, it might be cheaper.
Yeah, I don't think, but it sounds to me like the plan you have hasn't seen a price increase, right?
Okay, so even if my plan jumped from $7 to $12.
Mm-hmm.
I've had Netflix for what? 10, 15 years or however long it's been around?
Right.
So in 15 years, it's jumped.
$2?
I'm saying 7 to 12. So I'm saying in that many years, it's jumped a few dollars.
But see, that's the plan that you have. But for me, I don't have that plan. I have the streaming plan.
Okay, how much
is
that jumped?
The streaming is the one that keeps jumping, it seems like, every year or every other year.
So when you first got it, do you remember how much it was?
I was paying for one screen, so it was about $7.99.
Okay, and how much is it now?
It's $8.99 now, and then I started paying. Well, hold on.
I'm waiting.
I started paying for the bigger screens, which started out like it. I think it was at some point $10.99.
Okay, what is it
and
right now?
Now I think it's up to like $15.
Okay, so it's jumped double in over a decade. So at what point is it going to get to $50
a month?
Double
over the last couple of years. So when they started to get into original content. They have to pay for the content, and they have to get the money from somewhere.
Somebody fact check this shit.
So
how your shit jumped from $7, because I was paying.
Wait, the $7, and then I moved up to the bigger screen.
Which was how much?
The multiple screens, so four. So
that was
four
extra
screens.
$4?
Yeah. Yeah, it was about $3 or $4.
Okay, so your plan.
And that's the one that they're all been. So the $7.99 hasn't suffered that big of a price increase, but the ones where you have multiple streams, is the one that's starting to see a price increase like every other year.
So it went from 12 to 15.
Or 10 to, or 11.
We're
going to
look this up.
So when you were saying screen, you meant to say stream?
No, let's just move on. We just
but you
had
been saying screen. Now, so I was about to ask you, what is a screen?
Oh, screens, yes.
So what is a screen?
The lower plan, you can only watch Netflix on one device at a time.
Oh.
I was sharing my account with my in-laws.
That's not true. Because I gave my ex my account. She was able to watch fine at the same time as me. And well, I didn't increase shit.
That must be on you, the plan that you have.
They knew about you.
So what happened was they started to create different plans to allow you to watch under the same account on multiple devices. So that way, you know, if three different people want to watch Netflix and three different shows, you know, in the same household, you can watch it. But the price keeps going up. And it's not going to stop. That's all I'm saying. So I think they should jump into live TV.
Oh, well.
Jason Van Dyke got sentenced to 6 years. This is the guy that shot Laquan.
McDonald.
It's the first patrolman in almost 50 years to be convicted of murder.
Which one is this? And he can get off for good behavior. So that means he can only do like 3 years.
Which situation is this again?
The guy, you remember in Chicago where he shot dude like 15, 16 times? He shot him down and It was real viral. The video was real viral.
I don't be watching stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he just shot this dude like 16 times. Even after he dropped, he pop, 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 still dropping him. Still.
I think I know. I heard about it, but like I said, I don't never watch.
Yeah, happened
stuff.
In Chicago.
I'm not even gonna lie. I be getting these stories confused.
Because it happens so many times. So,
yeah,
so
I'm many like, which one is that? Like, it was a valid question. I didn't even laugh when you said that. It was like, that's a valid question.
Yeah, no, when I saw it, I felt the same way with Jason Van Dyke. Okay, who is that?
Who is this? Which one did he do?
You know, so I had to do Google. And say, oh, okay, this guy got a shot. So then I say, okay, so what's outside of him being convicted, what's the significance of the story? Because it's funny, we're looking at the headlines, right? So it'd be like, some would say 6 years, and others would say it in months, like 81 months and stuff like that. I'm like, okay, why are they framing it that way? What's the angle behind that? Because does 81 months sound less?
Longer?
Smaller or larger?
It's the same dumbass reason y'all with kids be like, oh, my baby's 32 months and a half.
Which I never understood, by the way.
He's a fucking year and a half, you dumb motherfucker.
It's stupid.
It's your little punk ass baby.
But, I think it makes it sound smaller just because it's months.
I think it makes it sound bigger.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too. It sounds longer. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You think 82 months?
Damn.
You
gotta be doing the math in your head. Yeah. That's the thing. I'd be like, months?
I think it seems shorter.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because we know a year. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A year is a long ass motherfucking time.
Yeah,
so when you see 6 years, you'd be like, God,
I think it just depends on the person and how your brain works together.
Yeah, yeah.
Because somebody says, how many years is that? 16, 12, 16, 17. 72 months. You're going to be like, damn.
That's a cardinal.
That's a long ass time. But if somebody says 6 years, I think with my brain, I'd be like, he should have got longer. But then they say, well, what if he got 72 months? I'd be like,
You know, now that we're talking about this out loud, but it may be a reason why when you go buy a car, they tell you 72 months instead of, you know.
I think that is the marketing tactic. Yeah. Just months sounds smaller. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like something you can check off.
Okay, 72 months.
Yeah.
You know.
72 of those months, though?
I mean, you do the math in your head, but, you know, it's like, and you guys probably know that when they say $9.99.
Yeah.
Like,
that
you leave off the penny. It's bullshit,
sounds
but
better.
It works sometimes.
Yeah. Bullshit.
It works sometimes.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. But yeah, some people are not happy. Some people think he should have gotten more than that. What do y'all think?
I mean, yeah, based off the video, it's like, he should have.
But you already know how this goes.
Yep.
Literally. So.
It's kind of one of those be happy what you
got.
Yeah,
you probably get off or sooner than that.
He might get off of good behavior because I don't think it's fit time. So
well, sometimes they restrict you from getting off from good behavior. So did they for this case? Do we know?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think
from what I read
stated
on Huffington Post, he can get off of good behavior. So that means he might do 3 years tops. So if you get off,
they're gonna redo it. Like, you serve such and such amount of time as a police officer, so we're gonna let you off. Mm-hmm. It's gonna happen.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Wasn't his wife like, oh, this is the worst thing that could happen? He can't be a police officer anymore. He lost his ability to do that.
And she said that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And everyone was like, my nigga, somebody's dead.
Right.
Like,
this is
what?
The worst thing that could ever
this
happen.
This is literally
he
the worst.
He doesn't have this job anymore.
Yeah.
The other dude is dead.
Like,
wow.
Right.
Dang, that's crazy.
And the way he killed him was just like, damn.
Brutal.
Yeah.
So who all did the 10-year challenge?
Shut up.
You know, that changed. It went from aging, like how aging hit you challenge to a 10-year challenge. Because I saw it change.
What's the difference? Mm.
I don't. I mean,
there isn't a difference.
It isn't.
Yeah, no. They'll just find a way to bring it back.
Oh,
did anybody do it?
No,
I did.
Who cares? Who cares? Yeah. I look the same.
I did it.
Well, you look different.
Yeah, your shit was crazy,
Father Tom
dude.
Slapped the shit out you. When I saw that,
I put it on Facebook because that's where I saw it at. Because I was like, "What the hell is going on Facebook?"
Man, I was like, "Wow!"
Wasn't it crazy?
That shit was crazy.
Man, I was like, "What the fuck?" Like, it was insane.
Man,
yeah, I'm darker now. Obviously, you know, fatter. You know,
aww, you were skinny mini back then. It's okay.
Skinny mini,
yeah.
Skinny mini.
You were. Even like in like earlier like Dead and Hip Hop videos.
Yeah. I was very thin.
You're so thin.
Mm-hmm.
That McDonald's and that coffee.
Mm.
What did we talk about last year?
I know.
It's okay,
how
Ken.
Do we do it?
It's okay, Ken. What else?
Sometimes I don't think you got bigger. I think it's the beard, but that's just me being positive, right?
Yeah. Yeah. His beard didn't grow down his shirt. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm not looking at him. I'm just talking about his face. Like, I always look at Ken. I'm like, maybe if he shaved his beard, he
would look like back 10 years ago.
Kind of 10 years ago.
Ken, you should shave just to try it out.
No, you shouldn't.
Don't do it, Ken.
So, me and B the only one that did it?
I went back and I looked at a picture of me from 2009. I was like, it doesn't look that much different. So it's like, what's the point?
But that's the thing, though. Mike, yeah. But it's not Thursday.
That is the fun part, to see that you hadn't aged.
I mean, Mike, dude.
I didn't do it.
You post all types of old school stuff all the time.
So the little challenge, I was just like, this is stupid.
I always think they're stupid, but I don't know why. What about? I don't know. What it was. Maybe I was bored. Maybe I was just trying to get back.
It was interesting.
I was finna say. I mean,
I don't knock anybody that did.
I was 11 years old, so it doesn't really.
That would have been hilarious.
People were still doing it, even like if they was, you know, 21, 22. They were like,
I feel like I've seen this challenge before. It just reminds me of like the quote unquote glow up challenge, where it's like you were a teenager and now you're not, and now this is the difference. But you just hit puberty.
Glow up.
It's some bullshit.
You look more attractive. That's what that means. Yeah.
Like
you
grew up. That ain't the case for a lot of motherfuckers.
Old ass don't get hip to the new words. That's all
y'all agree. I'm like, why are you glowing?
Glow up.
To get that glow. You feel
the glow. You got that glow. Y'all just can't help yourself.
Sure can.
So why didn't you do it, Sophie?
I didn't feel like finding a picture of me from 10 years ago. I feel like all those pictures reside on Facebook, and I don't get on Facebook. So...
True.
Yeah, I rarely get on there. And the thing about it, when I was going through my photos, I was like, I can't find any photos.
And you know what? That's crazy, because I think that photos and the way that they used to be printed and things like that, it's so different. You take things on your phone, and once your storage is full, you don't save that shit no more.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, it's like, oh shit, let me find a photo for. This doesn't go back further than 2006 or whatever, you know, like, this doesn't go back further than fucking 3 years ago when I got my last phone, or, you know, I'm not going to sit there and open iCloud photos and be like, let me see what happened in this year. Like, I'm not going to do that.
Eventually you run out of space on iCloud.
And like, whatever. So people don't print photos like they used to. People don't have photo albums like they used to that are printable. This is why I think a lot of like younger kids are so obsessed with like the smaller, like Polaroid cameras that are kind of trying to make a comeback.
Polaroid cameras, and then there's a HP.
Yeah, my niece has one of them. She's like, look at these pictures. They're so like, and seeing them in an album is like, whoa, like this is my niece. But I haven't seen printed pictures of my nieces unless they're like school photos. So
I never thought about I really never thought about it that way, because, you know, digital lasts forever. But I never thought about the fact that people will actually delete the photos instead of putting them on a hard drive, because it's quicker and probably easier.
It's quicker and easier, but it's not like, I would rather have a photo album with photos I can flip through than holding a hard drive in my hand, because I'm not going to plug it in a computer and be like, oh, you guys, let's gather the family around and look at these photos. I'm not going to do that.
Then they have like the digital photo albums, too.
Yeah,
they do, but it's just different. Like, I like touching and feeling and looking at stuff like that, for sure. And it's even to the point where they've started to create apps where I think you can print your Instagram or like your photos on your phone, and it just ships, like, it's free, but you just have to pay for shipping. So yeah, I don't remember. I saw a commercial for it.
You ship your phone?
No.
That's what I thought you said.
No. It's free, but you just ship the photos that you took.
Oh, photo. I heard phone. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you ship the photos from your phone or from Instagram printed for free.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
But you just have to pay for shipping. Yeah. So it's another way to like get printable photos, because it's like, damn, do I want to go to Walgreens and like print this off Instagram? Right, like, this feels weird.
It doesn't feel the same.
It's
completely different.
Like, even looking through like albums of my parents' wedding and stuff, like, I feel like the only photos that you have that are tangible are school photos when your kids take them, or like albums that you actually have to get made when you have like an anniversary or like a wedding. But other than that, you not printing out that photo that you took drunk on the yacht. You're not doing that.
Yeah. For me, when I get a new phone, I just don't think about the old photos, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think y'all have the same nostalgia thing that older folks have. Like, we like to look back because we have a lot farther to look back. Mm-hmm. Y'all are just like, oh, I'm on to the next thing. I don't really care about what I was doing back then. It doesn't really matter to y'all.
Yeah. The only reason I would save, like transfer my photos from one phone to another is only because of memes, to be honest. And isn't that funny? Like, that's so different.
Yeah, when you get closer to death like the rest of us, you kind of want to look back and see like what I was doing when I was a little bit younger.
Dead.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if I die tomorrow, you know, people can look at my phone and be like, oh, this is Mike back in, you know, If y'all die, all y'all got's fucking memes.
Memes. That'd be the funny.
Look, whatever.
That'd be so funny.
Man, that's actually really interesting. Just about how, you know, photos today
don't hold as much weight.
Yeah.
Wow. It's sad.
Yeah, because I got like 3 photo albums, like literally physical photo albums for me, literally from like a baby.
I don't own a photo album of myself.
Yeah, to like, I think I'm about 8 years old. So like, I got three books of photos just mm-hmm. from the time a baby till I was like in the 3rd grade. And I look back at them every now and then and just be cracking up.
Yeah.
Just a quick note before we move forward. It is the digital photo album is like a great gift for like the elderly or whatever, like somebody that's like on their deathbed or whatever, mm-hmm. because like they don't have to flip through it. They can just
look at it like a slideshow.
They can just put it on the
it's like, and it can be like a slideshow,
yeah,
right?
Like a slideshow. Yeah.
I wish I would give my mom a fucking digital photo album. She's like, what the fuck is this?
No, I'm saying, but if your grandmother was. All right.
Go ahead.
I'm not making fun of you. I'm making fun of my mom. She's not gonna know how to work that shit.
No, I understand. But that's what I'm saying. It's a good.
I get what you're saying, but the framing of it, it's just like, because I was gonna get my mom one, but she's not like on the deathbed.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
But I think it's definitely a.
Yeah, if you, they could just you could just put it on their counter and they don't have to move. They could just look at it.
Right.
Because if you like on a bed and if you have
put on
you
your
know nightstand.
Oh, this is a physical thing.
Yeah.
Oh, when you said digital photo album, I thought it was on a computer. Yeah.
No. It's a frame. It's like a frame.
It's a little frame. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a frame, and then you could set it up, and then it just flips through the photos.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking like an iCloud thing.
No.
It's a screensaver.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Pretty much.
And it just flips. Oh, it could just flip through the photos. So she could they could just lay there and just look at them, and it just repeat if you.
That'll work for her.
Yeah.
She ain't gotta touch nothing.
She gotta touch it.
Right. Yeah, right. So I was gonna get my mom one for Christmas, for the holidays. Because I was like, oh, this would be kind of a cool gift to give her.
So I don't use iCloud ever since Jennifer Lawrence and them got.
And all the celebrities
and
stuff.
You got the nudes?
No, I didn't look at those. We talked about that.
No, I was talking about of yourself.
Huh? I don't see no nudes. Who the fuck wants to see my skinny ass? Like,
I don't know. Maybe you want to see yourself. It's a kink for some people.
To look at myself?
Look at your own nudes?
Some
people, yeah. How the fuck am I going to get a hard on? Looking at my own hard on.
Sometimes people will send it to their friends.
Damn, I look good.
Really? Talk about your fucking pussy.
Sometimes people do that.
Who's weird as hell?
You know somebody that do that?
Hey, yo, B, check me out.
Hey,
look what I was doing with that. I'm crazy.
Right.
Sin.
Whoa.
I be wild sometimes, Ken. Sin. Who the fuck does that?
Right. What type of friendship circle is that?
Look, people be close.
Whose turn is it to send the nudes?
People be close.
This must be a woman thing.
It gotta be.
Maybe it's a woman thing.
It gotta be a woman thing.
I can see it being a guy thing.
The fuck? No, you can't.
The hell?
I'm on some homophobe shit, but no, you cannot.
Yes, I can.
No, you cannot.
How y'all be in locker rooms and shit?
We don't be looking at each other's dicks.
That's
different. We don't be looking at each other's dicks.
Exactly.
Y'all do.
No, we do not.
Whatever.
And if we did, we sure as fuck wouldn't broadcast it.
We wouldn't talk about it.
When you were putting on your shorts, I was looking at your dicks.
Exactly.
Why is it off color on one side?
You sound like Marco. You're so crazy. You glisten away.
Your body like that. When you came out the pool. Listen, no guy does that.
Yeah, no guy does that.
That's very
weird. Y'all
think
y'all do it. Y'all just don't broadcast
it. No.
Well, I don't do it. We don't do it.
I don't need to see anybody's
dick. That's fine.
Because I might get jealous or some shit. Like, what the fuck? How come I don't have, like...
What the fuck?
Well, you might get jealous.
Somehow always finds a way to go off the rails.
Oh my god, man.
That's not off the rails.
That's off the rails.
It's not off the rails.
Mike is off the rails.
It's crazy. You might be like, damn.
Why is your dick off the rails in my name?
That's
a bullshit. I'm about to call my mom. What the fuck did you do wrong?
Mom,
you didn't take your prenatal.
Yo, you stupid.
Oh my god, dude. Of course, Mike gonna go off the rails like that.
Did y'all see Tommy Lauren and Cardi B about to go at it?
Oh wow.
I don't think it's
about
not real.
What happened?
I think it's about something with the video that she had put out.
Oh, she hasn't Cardi.
Yeah.
She hasn't Cardi B.
Yeah, and a lot of like not reporters, but like politicians and stuff were like, "Should I repost the video? I don't know. I'll repost it if you repost it." Like, because they, you know, just because of Cardi's like terminology and her language and stuff, it's technically a bad look. Mm-hmm. But her message overall was
what was she talking about?
She was talking about how like The politics video.
It was funny as hell to me, though.
Yeah, the shutdown and stuff.
Oh, it was funny.
I didn't watch all either. I watched a clip and I turned it off.
I saw people talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like just a clip.
A second or two. Yeah,
it's just a clip of her talking about, like, the shutdown and, like, basically, you know, she was like, you know, I haven't really watched the news in, like, 3 weeks, but y'all need to pay attention because...
Can you play it?
Yeah.
It's not long at all.
It's like a minute or less.
It's funny as fuck.
Over 3 weeks, okay? It's been a little bit over 3 weeks. Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all motherfuckers talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, bitch, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you bitches could go check your pussy in the gynecologist with no motherfucking problem. Now, I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job, but this shit is really fucking serious, bro. This shit is crazy. Like, our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a fucking war. Like, we really need to take this serious. I feel like we need to take some action. I don't know what type of action, bitch, because... this is not what I do, but bitch, I'm scared. This is crazy, and I really feel bad for these people that gotta go to fucking work to not get motherfucking paid. Hey, yo.
Man. Yeah. I mean... Yeah.
Some real shit. Yeah.
So, this whole situation.
You already know
up.
Tommy Lauren was trolling. Like, I don't know. I don't fucking know what she said. I don't follow her. I have her blocked because self care. But she said something, and Cardi responded to her this morning saying, I don't know, something like, bitch, I'll wipe the floor with you or some shit like that. Like, she was like, leave me alone.
Pick it up.
Why?
Why?
Because
you know Cardi gonna respond to something like that. Cardi responds to everything.
I just don't understand the point, but okay.
Me either.
Anyways, yeah.
Of Cardi responding? Yes.
Of the, well, any of that. So Tommy, she said something to, what did she say to Tommy? Like, why?
Well, she's a troll, too. Right.
Yeah, Tommy's a troll. Tommy Lauren is a troll.
Tommy Lauren, the little blonde
chick. The white
chick,
girl.
Tommy,
white
she, girl. Said, she said, it looks like Cardi B is the latest genius political mind to endorse Democrats. Ha, keep it up, guys. And then Cardi B replied, leave me alone. I would dog walk you.
What does that mean?
That she's a bitch.
Drag you.
Yeah, I guess.
Dog walk? I've never heard that.
Yeah. I think that's just.
That's like a sex move.
Dog walk you.
Like, baby, I'm a dog. I want you to dog you. Where you going?
Where you think you going?
Girl, Bring your ass back here.
About to get this dog walk.
Right.
God damn it.
Like, damn, girl, you look good tonight. Girl, I'm a dog watch. I'm a dog watch you tonight. But dog walk the shit out you tonight, girl.
Ooh, the way your booty look. I'm about to dog walk you, girl.
Get your ass back
dog
over here.
Dog walk me, Zan. You better dog walk me.
I'm a scorpion your ass.
Get over here.
Oh,
all with consent, by the way.
Yes. Right. Yeah. All with consent.
Hilarious.
Y'all stupid, man. Man, this shit Mike sent over.
Mike.
Yes, about this Christian trap music.
Bro, what is this?
Man.
Are we doing this again?
Again?
Christian trap music
has been a thing for a while.
With the old ladies dancing on stage.
I didn't know that.
Dude, I was at work dying laughing, dude. I was at work cracking up.
She got it though.
She does.
That shit kind of tight. Hold on.
Look at her.
She got that flow though.
This will make me go to church.
You said this will make you go to church?
I'll go to see this.
I would walk out. Some bullshit.
You start dancing first?
Yeah, I start dancing.
No.
This shit is funny.
When she says, now run, man.
She got the dance moves and everything.
Yeah, good
enough. Run! Look at y'all running.
Did wigs come off?
It looked like wigs came off. I don't know. Like, it's just...
Probably.
That shit's tight. Fuck with none of y'all say.
That's tight. That's hilarious.
Dude, that made me go back to church, man.
Yeah. You be praising hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know that shit. Come on now. That's catchy as fuck.
That is catchy.
It is, but...
why would y'all leave?
They're always so far behind, though.
I would just take a hand embarrassment.
I would cut their damn mics off. I was a sound tech in church. I would cut their mics off.
You're a hater, man.
Man,
I will stay for the company.
Me too.
I'll be like, oh, I'm not leaving. I'm about to stay.
What's next?
What's going to
happen?
Yeah,
like, what's the encore?
It's like a
right.
Chicken George, man. Man, listen out, bro.
Chicken George, you better get on it, bro.
You need to get on it, man.
Last service, man.
Bruh.
That's you all day, man. That's all day.
I'm gonna text him. Be like, yeah. What you been doing?
He missing out.
You fucking up.
They want it now. Yeah. They looking for it.
Can't read the Bible like me.
Hey. That's just
that's funny. Hey,
I'm
gonna
fuck
hell,
with none of y'all. Say.
Oh man, that's a hot man.
I was. I remember that.
Like when I used to go to church, like they would have stuff like that where they would make the the kids
relevant.
Do some like yeah, they would make like some popular song or dance and infuse
like
it
kids
with
bop church.
Yes, oh, no. Yes. Yuck. And me and my brother and sister would just be dying laughing yuck. And trying not no. to let people look at us. That shit was.
It's
so
just such
funny.
A hard. Like,
it is so funny.
It's not good.
Like,
but.
Trying to
like
meet,
trying to, no,
they're trying to meet them where
no,
they are.
Yeah, but it's yeah, like,
I agree. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't like that because I feel like with,
why?
No, it just doesn't work to me. Like I feel like meeting people where they are in church is like actually talking to them about real issues and like addressing shit that they actually want to fucking like ask about. You know,
but
and,
you are though.
Are
because
you?
Like yeah you're saying that because you look at it you it was like buffoonery to you it's like oh what are you doing but to a child is you can guarantee that if that camera was on the crowd there were children that was in there like dancing I guarantee it
yep and they might actually receive the message
right,
better
exactly
you know what which reminds me like mm-hmm. I started watching that Killer Mike show and on the second episode there was this part where he was trying to figure out how to get people to learn a skill or trade. I don't know if anybody's watched it.
But I haven't started yet.
In the episode, he comes up with this idea, which sounds nuts, but he comes up with this idea of putting instructional porn out to people. Mm-hmm. And of course, when he says it, it's like, come on, man. That sounds
word.
Crazy.
Okay,
trigger right. warning. So he does it. He films it. These porns with like things about how to like change out a pipe or change a tire, whatever.
Oh.
And it works. Like, okay. He makes the people take a test beforehand, and they all failed the fuck out of it.
That's amazing.
But they had a 75% increase after watching the porn.
Wow.
I think, I mean, it sounds stupid. It really does.
So it's
but
like, they're fucking, and then it's like, oh, let me change this tire.
While
and
they're
like,
fucking.
And then you do 3-quarter turns,
yep.
and like that.
That's
oh,
exactly
wow.
what it
okay.
is. And I think that kind of shit would work for that Christian shit. Even though I think it's dumb as fuck, but I'm not a kid
exactly.
who likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And also has to go to church. So,
right,
you know
if you're
saying?
Forced
we're
to be
the
there, you might as well get some fun.
People,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Yeah, well, in my church, when they had to do that, it was more like, not vacation Bible school, but like youth church. They would have it like once a month, I think. And it would be in a completely separate place. And that's where they could do all their like little turn up cute songs and VeggieTales
yeah,
and all that shit.
Yeah, but you don't want to do that because they'll be like, because I think
niggas was lit to go to youth church.
I understand that, but like I think with some they don't feel like they're a part of the real church.
No, absolutely no kids could relate to that. They were like, "Fuck these adults, we're going to the youth
but
church."
But they was doing that. That's what he's saying.
That's
what he's saying.
Then it would be like, oh,
then
no.
they'd be like, "Oh, this
regular
this
church
adult
is
church is cool."
Yeah,
because they're appealing
adult
to me as opposed
cool.
to like having to appeal yeah. to be on
exactly.
the side.
I don't know. When I was at my church, I think there was like this idea where if they did what they did in like AY church, not even.
AY church?
Not sorry, like Adventist Youth, I think that's what it stands for. But basically it's like when you do what you do in youth church on like an adult pulpit platform, it felt awkward for us because we knew that the audience was still older. So it was kind of like we're weirded out because we know the person sitting next to us is weirded out by this, that type of thing. You know, it was kind of like that's where the secondhand embarrassment comes from because it's like this is weird. But when we're in our own space, it's kind of like, okay, this is cool. So yeah, that's how it felt to us.
Hey, he would say he's the youngest one out of all of us. He said he'll go.
I thought it was always funny to me.
Yeah. Last thing before we move on to questions, Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. Any thoughts?
I feel like they come out with a Spider-Man every year. What the fuck is that about? Is it good every time? Like, is that why they keep doing it?
Well, it's really only been like two. Those other ones, I don't think anybody counts anymore. They've rebooted the series twice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was at least three times.
They've rebooted it. Has it been twice? Okay. Yeah.
There was first, there
Does
was Tobey Maguire. Then mm-hmm. there was Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield.
And now there's
Tom Holland.
Guy's name
I mean,
is.
Yeah, Tom Holland. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the Spider, it counts, but it don't because it's a different character and is done differently. Oh. But as far as the ones with real people in it, then.
Live action.
Yeah.
My only question for this trailer is, is it a spoiler for Endgame?
100%. I thought the same thing.
For what?
The Endgame? The yeah. Avengers movie that's supposed to come out.
It's coming
because
out.
Now it's obvious as fuck yeah. that one, Peter, we all knew he wasn't dead anyway.
Yeah.
But the way the world is, it's like y'all don't act like half of y'all motherfuckers just vanished.
Yeah. Right.
So clearly,
so it's, yeah, it's
we
weird.
Know they're going to go back in time and fix it. Yeah. So yeah. it does yeah. kind of ruin shit.
Ooh, so wait. So with Avengers and stuff, right?
It's about to be good, I could tell.
No, wait.
I could just tell.
Something just clicked. So with like these side movies that they have of individual superheroes, it still ties in back to Avengers?
Yes.
Yep.
Really?
One
so
universe.
So it still has to make sense outside of the bigger mm-hmm. Avengers movie,
yep.
which is why it's a spoiler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because right. I thought the same thing.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Like, so they can't just do their own thing individually and then come back yeah. to like this other. So they're not. They're the same story.
Yeah. They yeah. can have somebody die in one and all of a sudden he's alive in another one.
Right. I thought that's well, how it normally happened. They'd be drinking all types of potions and coming back and doing whatever the fuck they want. What a
or Game of Thrones with the milk of the poppy.
I still kind of feel that way about Black Panther, in my opinion. But you know, whatever. I don't want to get dragged. Just indifferent about how the movie happened, about how floated down the river and was dead, and then was in that ice cap or whatever.
He was never dead. Your ass wasn't paying attention.
But then why? So he was just sick?
Spider-Man trailer.
They stabbed him and he fell in the water. He didn't die.
Well, how is that? I'm sorry. I mistook that for a death. Like, if you fall off a goddamn leg. What the fuck? Wait, are y'all fucking with me? Seriously.
Go ahead.
Your response was just great.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, you're trolling.
No, I'm not.
We're laughing at your response.
No, I'm
serious. Your answer was just so good.
It was just good.
So then they make this little plant tea and give it to him, and he's like, "I'm back to save the day, bitches." Like, what the fuck
that's
is
how,
that?
That's how Africans
movie
do.
Logic.
That's
like,
yeah, the ancestors.
That's how Africans
that's
do.
That's how Africans do. They don't die from regular shit.
Yeah,
I'm dead. Fucking serious.
They're advanced.
You know yeah. what?
I'm not even making a joke. Yeah, I bet you an African, like a true African.
And that's why
real?
I didn't really
I'm
like
I'm not even fucking with you.
Yeah. I really would have preferred if he would have just been dead.
Why?
Because.
And then come back to life later?
Nope.
Just die altogether.
Just, yes.
And then Michael Jordan
just win.
You know, yeah.
Because no, that's why you ain't no movie director. You suck.
No, because
no
I feel like that would have been
a thriller. Nothing.
That would have been more
a riot.
That would have been
you.
Insane.
Thank you.
That would have been more
LA
realistic.
All over
that would have been more realistic.
Nah, the black folks
we can't be
have
killing
that.
Or allegedly killing niggas and then bringing them back to life and then
my
everything.
My man found them though. He found
that
them.
That
would
have been more realistic than a fucking suit that just comes out of nowhere.
Right.
And fucking they ride rhinos and shit. That would be more realistic.
Spider.
Right. And all of a sudden you swinging through fucking. With no buildings up here,
well,
but you just swing it.
Would they have had the fight if he came back to life?
Huh?
Would they have had that big fight scene if he had came back to life?
What would be the point if you can just keep coming back to life? What's the point of killing anybody?
Right.
You just come back. Why even bother to kill Killmonger if he can just show up in 10 minutes, be like, poof, I'm back, bitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's fight all
like,
over again.
I feel like when you die in a superhero world, you should just die.
But he didn't die. That's the
he
point.
He should have died. All right,
cool.
He shouldn't die.
This is why the movie shit would be perfect.
Yes.
Because of her.
Whatever.
And her non-understanding
you know
superhero
what?
Ass.
No, because I'm not watching movies. And I've explained this. I literally just said, I tweeted this whole thing like 2 days ago. Oh, I don't like watching Christ. Movies because I feel like it's a time warp. Like, hold on, wait. To spend almost two and a half hours watching a movie and then you like get all into the plot and you climax with it and then you come down and everything's it's
movies?
Like a whole yeah like a whole it's like a whole
all you
movie.
Talking about
movie
something else
oh my god no it's a whole story and then it finishes and then you're like all right now what bitch like that's it like it feels weird like I feel like a show is more like okay 30 minutes here 30 minutes there okay it is what it is like it's not that much of a commitment I feel like with a movie you have to commit so much time to like getting invested with the characters and with the story and then
I feel
so
you listen to podcasts
that's why I like movies though
do you listen to podcasts like The Read and all that it's like an hour long
yeah but I could be doing other shit I don't have to be like
invested
it's too much and then
remember she said before that she doesn't just sit down and watch movies she's doing other shit and playing with her phone
totally.
That's why she don't understand nothing
okay.
This is, yeah
she don't pay attention
it's no legitimately
I'm saying
and I'm not yeah I mean I'm not ashamed to admit that and that's why I only go with friends because like they it's like an accountability thing like they're watching it so then I have to watch it and then it might be good at the end and then it's like worth it but if it sucks I'm annoyed
maybe
I hate paying for movies and it sucks and I'm like what the fuck was that
So how did you feel about Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio in Spider-Man.
Before that, did...
Oh, fine.
Just fuck my question. No. Because I want to talk about that. So do y'all think this is before...
That's what
it
I was...
It doesn't explicitly say it's before or after, but it looks like it's after Infinity War.
You think it's after?
I think it's after.
I think they're going to go back in time and just fix everything.
Yep. In Captain Marvel.
Which is why Doctor Strange probably
said... Which
looks
like it's
going
to be whack.
Now I got to go see this damn movie.
We'll get to that
later. When is that coming out again?
Which one?
Just the second part of Avengers.
April 26th.
Yeah. So Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mysterio. What is his name?
Mysterio.
I typed up a tweet and I deleted it. This is the first time I actually really been scared to tweet something out. I did. Because I typed it up because I was like, I watched the trailer and I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal looks fucking ridiculous. His costume looks so fucking stupid. And then I saw him trending. So let me see what other people are thinking. Right. Everyone was like, oh my God, he looks dope. And I was like, you know, I don't even feel like dealing with this shit. I'm just not even going to do it. I still think he looked fucking ridiculous.
You do?
When he showed up, I thought it was a joke. I promise you. When he showed up, I thought it was going to be like one of those Daredevil, like, not Daredevil, Deadpool break the fourth wall shit and be like, haha, we're just playing. Because he showed up, he's just like, oh, you don't want to watch this. You don't want to be involved in this. Yeah. Mike. I was like, ew, what's up with your fucking stupid ass costume?
What are you talking about?
You haven't watched the trailer, so it's not going to make sense. But Jake.
Trailer for what?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we were talking about the same movie. I didn't know if we were talking about the same movie. There's a lot of characters, okay?
So you don't like the Mysterio costume?
No. Jake he looked Gyllenhaal? Like he bought his costume at fucking Walmart during Halloween. His costume looked
It looked pretty cheap.
The gold part looked pretty fake.
Is that his
It didn't look metal at all. Like, it looked...
Is that his people name?
His people?
You don't know who Jake Gyllenhaal is?
No.
Brokeback Mountain.
Jake what Gyllenhaal? Does that mean to me?
Donnie Darko. Yeah, I've never seen Donnie Darko. Donnie.
Oh, you're talking about like an actual actor.
He's the actor.
Great. Yeah. Okay, so what character does he play?
Mysterio.
Okay. And that's his actual...
Now we're caught up.
Yeah, he does magic tricks Chris Angel. Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were talking like Peter Parker. Like that was his people name.
I don't know his people name.
We're here.
But even Spider-Man's costume didn't look... The red looked a little pale to me.
Pale?
Like, it's probably his first costume.
Yeah, it didn't look as bright as it normally is.
What's wrong with
look
that?
Look dull. Cause
his first costume or the new one?
The one that was in the movie, in the trailer.
This is so fun.
I didn't notice. Three of them in the trailer.
Yeah, he had three different costumes.
Oh,
he had
okay.
one and he had the black costume. And then at the end, it looks like he has a costume Nick Fury must give him.
All dark costume.
Okay.
Black costume.
Okay. Maybe it was his first one. You know, oops.
So, Mike, your whole point of that was to say that the Mysterio guy looks...
I thought he looked whack.
I thought he looked all right.
Like his suit, like the way that they designed his suit for the movie looked stupid to you?
I thought it did. But I mean, the thing about it is, and I'm not afraid to admit my opinion, it was just I don't feel like
every 10
seconds I'm getting fucking a tweet being like, you're stupid.
I think it's on purpose.
Why are you talking about comic book movies, nigger? Stick to talking about rap.
I think the way his costume is looking is on purpose, though. I think they wanted to look whack.
No, they didn't. Wow. Everybody thought it looked tight. Nobody thought it looked whack.
Yeah, the response was...
The response was
extremely positive.
So
I was surprised.
Character been in another movie where his suit is better?
No.
So the debut sucks.
The debut of him without the fucking helmet on, he's just like... Bam!
You don't want to
when he pops up.
I don't want to see.
But he has the helmet when he goes into the rounds.
He might look cooler then with the helmet on, but without the helmet, he just looks stupid. He did look like someone that bought their costume at like Big Lots. It looked cheap.
Oh my God!
Like Huey said, the metal, like the gold didn't look right.
The metal part looked weird to me. I thought he looked all right overall, but yeah.
All right, we gotta move on.
All right, well, is it time for questions?
It is, unless we got facts only.
I did have. This is directed towards Mike.
Oh, I know. I know it's about Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Those motherfuckers came up my neck.
Yeah, they said Macaulay Culkin.
I just watched it happen.
Give a fuck.
I told you niggas.
You can protect the pedophile if you want to. I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to watch the documentary for this reason.
What's this motherfucker got to say?
He said Macaulay Culkin came out, and this isn't necessarily fast only, but he said Macaulay Culkin came out like 3 days ago and defended MJ for the third or fourth time. Said Webster defended him.
I didn't say they did.
And Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. Surprising here, it might completely invalidate what somebody said just because he may struggle with mental illness.
Wait, what? Okay, wait, hold on. I'm mentioning your fucking name because you're stupid.
Aw.
Manic Summer? Nobody invalidated shit. I said that if somebody had mental illness, you can't always 100% trust what they're saying. That's not saying that they're
feelings are invalidated. That's a fucking fact. I don't know how many people you've dealt with that have mental illness, but that's why it's called mental fucking illness. So don't try to put that shit off on me. That's your own insecurities, motherfucker. Don't. I hate that kind of shit.
Damn.
Oh, it's surprising hearing Mike invalidate somebody has mental.
I can see why he says.
Oh, here we fucking go.
He took off the headphone.
Do it again, because he's about to do it again.
He took off the headphone.
10 minutes later, he's like, "Well, that's not what I'm saying."
All I said is that I can see how he says that, because that doesn't seem on brand with you. You seem like you're very conscious about talking about the mental health community. So to what he felt like was criticizing them seems like not on brand with what you normally say.
How am I criticizing them? I'm telling the fucking truth.
No, the way you're criticizing is because you're saying, like he said, like, how is his opinion or I don't know. Because I'm trying to remember what you said exactly. You were saying because he was struggling with something. I remember I said, like, I would think that would be why he would say it. And you was like, no.
Yeah, I'm still saying no. Because here's the thing. When somebody, if somebody has mental illness, they're the easiest people to take advantage of. There's a reason for that. Because a lot of times, depending on what illness they have, the things that they say might not be in our reality. They might say some shit that makes sense to them, but in reality, it didn't really happen. That's why we immediately call people crazy. But it's not a matter of them being crazy. It's a matter of they really genuinely think that something happened that may have not, or that something did happen or didn't happen that really did happen. That's not invalidating them. That's telling the fucking truth. My problem with comments like this is I don't think that they think before they say the shit, and then they try to project their ignorance onto somebody else. I understand mental illness. I have friends who have it. Right. And I know that when they say certain things, I'm like, that probably didn't really happen, but if you think it did, let's talk through it. It's not a matter of, oh, he's just crazy and stupid, I'm not listening to him. I said that about, I can't remember if I was talking about Macaulay Culkin or somebody else.
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman. Yeah. Yes. And and look. And Webster defended him, and Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. So Manic Summer, you sound crazy right now. You're sitting here saying that Corey Feldman as well, even though he is kind of crazy. And then you follow it up by saying, surprising hearing Mike completely invalidate what someone said just because they may struggle with mental illness. Sit the fuck down. That's what I'm saying. You're projecting your bullshit onto me. Yes, Corey Feldman, I won't call people crazy. Right. Corey Feldman is mentally ill. Mm-hmm. It's obvious. So if he says something that makes no sense to the rest of us, I'm not going to take it that seriously. He might say that fucking aliens land in his backyard and they look like Michael. Well, that could be true. But I'm just saying, like, I was not invalidating anybody's feelings or perspective or experience. I'm saying that if you're mentally ill, that doesn't mean that everything you say is actually in everybody else's reality.
Right. So I think the difference is that I don't remember him saying anything crazy.
Who?
Corey Feldman.
Corey Feldman has said stuff that's been nuts.
No, I'm talking
for
about
years.
Pertaining to Michael Jackson.
Okay, what did he say about Michael Jackson?
I don't know the facts.
No, I'm just
saying,
asking, do you remember him saying anything?
Right.
Besides,
think,
he didn't have.
But you were saying, because you were saying that he didn't never say, because you was like, he didn't never say anything. And I can see if he said something like, yeah, we went to Mars or whatever, that, like, he sounds crazy by saying that. But all I'm saying is that because he never said anything, you said he didn't because
Corey Feldman defended him and said nothing ever happened.
And you said that sounds crazy.
I'm gonna ask you this. If you have a child mm-hmm. that is mentally ill,
right?
And what I mean is they may have.
It's different ways of being mentally ill.
I know, I was going there. Okay. They may have schizophrenia. They may be manic depressive. They could have all kinds of things. And if you see them hanging around with someone that is 30 years older than them on a regular basis, and you're going to think that something is going on regardless. You're going to be like, well, why the fuck is this 50-something-year-old man hanging out with my 16-year-old daughter? And if your 16-year-old daughter who's mentally ill says, no, daddy, nothing happened, you're going to tell me, you're going to be like, oh, okay, well, my 16-year-old daughter who has schizophrenia is saying that nothing ever happened, so I'm going to just take her word on it. No, you're going to be like, well, shit, if you understand schizophrenia, you might be like, well, shit, in her world, nothing may have happened. But in reality, this fucking old man is taking advantage of my mentally ill daughter.
Schizophrenia or not, if a 16-year-old, well, my daughter's with somebody.
We're not doing really schizophrenia matter. Or not. Let's stick to schizophrenia. Yeah. I know what you're saying, because I'm with you 100%.
Oh, okay.
Stick with schizophrenia. If she's schizophrenic, are you going to be like, well, shit, what she's saying may not be reality?
I can't look at it as like
okay. Anybody else in the room? Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Megan. I'm saying, like, how is that invalidating someone's mental illness? It's understanding it. So, Manic Summer, get the fuck out of here with that shit, bro. If you have a question, I'm cool with you asking a question. I just don't like when people project onto me because I didn't say none of that shit. I didn't say any of that shit. Double negative. Right. I didn't say any of that shit. So you putting this shit out on the motherfucking internet like I'm just disrespecting mental ill. Like, fuck out of here, bro.
And that was on, yeah, that was on Reddit, by the way.
Reddit, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you need to Reddit some other shit. Go on the fucking mental illness Reddit and understand what mental illness is.
And Corey Feldman just said Michael Jackson never touched him or did anything inappropriate. The only thing he did was slapped him on his leg once, laughing at a joke, but that was it.
Now, if he has mental illness, factually, let's say factually has mental illness, and he said all Michael Jackson did was slap me on my leg once, how do we know that that's all that really happened? Maybe in our reality, Michael Jackson may have stroked his leg and then played it off or explained to him like, nah, it's just a joke. Mm-hmm. I'm just slapping your leg. But in reality, he fucking, you don't know. I'm saying you don't know. And this is why you motherfuckers ain't psychology. I'm not either, but I'm just saying. You can't just dismiss shit like that and just be like, oh, well, he said it's not true, so it's not. Fuck out of here, man. So R. Kelly didn't do it either, huh?
Right.
How y'all defend Michael Jackson, but y'all all want to mute R. Kelly?
I just want to say that for the record, I am observing how all of this play out with Michael Jackson compared to everybody else and to see if they're going to keep the same energy
up. They're not.
Clearly, they're not. They attacked me.
I tried to tell
you. They were like, man,
they're going to come for, they're going to stand for Michael Jackson. Bro. Yeah. Be,
this dude Michael Jackson, with bro. Michael Jackson stand on his profile sent me a link to Michael Jackson. No, it was me and was it all of us?
I thought it was me. Yeah, you don't want to respond.
We were
on a text that was similar.
Okay, maybe I didn't even say shit.
No, you liked his tweet. Now I was like, what the fuck is Sophie doing?
No, I meant like before.
In the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you weren't even there.
Hold on, were you?
Was she there last week?
Yeah.
Oh, my fault.
Damn. Hold it, rambling ass.
I know. Anyways.
I was on that tweet.
These Michael Jackson fanatics were just upset. And I'm like, you acting like this is brand new information. Like,
again,
I just made this shit up.
Right.
I don't give a fuck.
But they prepared. But
I'm ready for this, well.
Anyway, X Maxwell X08 says that Sophie keeps it so real. She knows what she stands for and calls the guys out when it's necessary. She should host her own podcast. Goddamn.
Shit.
And then yesterday,
Sophie in there making comments.
Oh, damn.
That's dirty, bro. That's dirty. Sophie can't be great.
No. I don't even know how to use Reddit.
And then yesterday, Month replied, yeah, it was really funny when she started quoting the guys' jokes. Yeah. I don't remember that, but yeah. So I'm the only one that got a negative. Reddit.
You did that shit on purpose.
I didn't write them.
I know you did, but you just—he just went down the one mean one to Mike, but because he knew he would get me mad.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I'm just reading what they write, man.
Kenneth Scott Young. I think you did that shit on purpose. That's funny. I'm gonna get mad about some shit that's like.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna get mad when I read.
That's
it.
Why you did it. Asshole.
I was just trying to calm you down. Like, look, maybe you ain't mean it like that, man.
So these questions. All right, it is time. All right. Send your questions to isthemikestillon@gmail.com. You already know where to go. And our first question is going to be from Asante. Asante says, what's up, guys? Love the show. My name is Asante, and here's my question. What do you think about when people say, I don't see color? Is it something to be wary of? Is it any different when white people say it as opposed to people of color? Personally, I really don't know what to feel about it. I just get a feeling of, I should keep an eye on this guy. And I get kind of suspicious. So
black bullshit. People say that too?
Never.
Huh?
I've never heard a black person say that.
When
I've never heard a minority say that.
Literally.
Unless you're a dog, I'm not taking you seriously.
But you was about to say something else, Huey. What's up?
I was finna say that's bullshit.
Period.
And that's how I was gonna start that off. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
If you say you don't see color, it's because you have the privilege of not being able to to see it.
Thank you. To be honest.
You
live in another world.
Literally.
For real.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, no, it definitely is suspect. I don't know. I don't know
if it's suspect.
Okay.
No, I think the person that's saying that is, that's their, I got black friends comment.
Which is suspect.
Yeah.
But yes. suspect how, I guess. Let me get some clarification. Suspect in what way?
I'm going to be real with you, Kim. If I have a white friend and they tell me, hey, Sophie, I like you. I don't see color. I'm going to be like, you know what? I'm out. Like, yeah. Because I'm just like, this like, is weird.
Why would you even say
that? It's suspect. Yeah. It's suspect. It, like, I
that
feel like it's one of those.
They are racist or something? I'm trying to understand where I'm trying to go.
To me, it reads as, whether it's intentional or not, it reads as disrespect to me because you're not willing to, like, if you don't see color, that's just the first level of tears that we you cannot even delve into, because if you can't see me for who I am, literally, why would you be interested into delving into, you know, who I am in America or what it means to be Black or, you know, what our friendship, quote unquote, means for us to even have, you know, to be at this point. It's kind of like you can't, you're not willing to acknowledge that.
I think they
and
are.
It's telling me that you're not willing to acknowledge that.
I think in their weird sort of way, they are trying to acknowledge that.
But it's failed.
By saying that.
Impact over intent.
If you don't see color, why are you choosing me to tell this?
Yeah.
Because
period.
Because they're that's trying to say that in spite of everything else, I see you for who you are.
Then say that.
Then say that.
Yeah, that sounds good. The other shit sounds
stupid. I don't judge
stupid.
People based on race. That's a perfectly
there you go.
Fine statement.
There you go.
That was like,
but they don't know how to say it that way.
Yeah, so, I don't judge people based on race. It's so easy.
But that's
long.
It's easier to just say
dumb?
I don't see. It's easier to just say I don't see color.
But that's completely.
It's a completely different statement.
It's totally disingenuous.
Are you blind, my nigga?
It's a carryover.
Like, I know
from
what they
back
mean.
In the day, right?
I know what they mean, but and I don't feel like I don't get mad about it. Mm. I don't get mad when someone says, "Well, I don't really see color." I get what they mean, so I don't get pissed off about it.
I do. I'm
because
sorry.
I know they're not factually saying. I don't see when people are putting something. I know that's not right. What they mean. Right. But at the same time, it just sounds stupid.
That's
so
still
just
how
don't
I take it,
because
words mean things. It was just like when Khloe Kardashian had her baby with whatever basketball player. And she's like, you know, mixed, half whatever, Black or whatever. And
wait,
I guess
who's mixed?
Her daughter.
Isn't Khloe mixed? I thought her daddy was OJ.
Anyways, so whatever. Her daughter is mixed, and
allegedly.
She was
bullshit.
Catching backlash for something. I don't remember what it was. But she was like, no, like, I have, like, a mixed daughter. Like, I don't see color.
It's the default thing
like,
that people immediately go to.
Yeah. Okay. I just feel like it's irresponsible, especially when white women be raising these mixed children of niggas that they like their dick so much that they just had to go ahead and fuck them and have a child.
Damn.
But then you're just like, oh, I don't see color. It's your own daughter.
Yeah.
But they don't, but
that's
they,
a response.
It's your own child. Like,
but they don't want.
You're going to have to see color
but,
when somebody calls
the
them
thing.
A nigger.
When white people say that, it's like, you don't want to see color, but like, you can't disregard. We have to see color.
We
like, you
have
can't
to.
Disregard.
But
the
with
world
their kid, they
want to
live
in
a world where
that's not
it
reality.
Doesn't
it's not reality.
That's
not reality. You're not
that.
Living
so
in
you
reality.
Can't say that.
You take but you mean literal.
Yeah,
you take it literal. Like,
you know what they mean.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't get
that's what you're saying.
I don't, well, no, I don't get mad, but I'm saying
that's bullshit.
That is bullshit. But I'm not getting mad. I'm just like, oh, that's bullshit. I don't waste my time getting mad about shit like that. I'll just be like, oh, that's
you just
bullshit.
Just keep moving.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I don't. I'm not finna have a conversation about that.
I would.
Like,
I would definitely have a conversation.
What else?
If it's my friend, yeah. I'll be like, okay, let me explain to you why that
it's
is
bullshit.
Stupid as fuck.
Why?
But if it's just some random person, I've learned that I'm just okay. I'm just going home.
So you wouldn't
like,
end
a
friendship?
I'm just going home.
Huh? Would I end a friendship?
You
no,
had
it
a
depends
conversation.
On how they respond. I probably wouldn't end the friendship if they're like perfect in every other way, but they're like
they just said that one thing.
Yeah, I'm like, I would explain to them why I think that's stupid, and then I'd be like, all right, now let's. You know, carry on with the day.
Or, you know, open up the floor for them to respond
yeah.
and then see
no,
what they say.
No, it depends
say.
On how the discussion yeah. goes. If they say something disrespectful, then it don't matter what we're talking about. But, like,
do you
well,
really think
like
you're
going to
meet someone
different.
That's like, but no, I literally don't see that you're Black. And I literally don't know that I'm white.
Right.
I just don't see.
Right,
you're not
right.
going to meet that person.
No, yeah,
ever.
I'm just answering the question.
But I'm saying yeah. it's like,
again, like, it's never going to happen.
No, like, you know what
okay.
they mean. That's
no,
why
yeah,
I, can't
know what
get,
they mean.
I can't get all upset about that kind of shit.
I'm not going to get upset, really. Like, I'm just going to be like,
I am.
Let
you
me
said,
explain
you
why
let me
I disagree.
But
man,
then
if it's my
that,
friend, I'm going to explain why I disagree.
But Huey.
And then, yeah.
But then they're going to say, that's not what I meant. That's
all
they're
going to say.
I'm going to
say what you meant. I'm going to say, we'll say what you meant. What you
period.
Yeah, you know
and,
what
yeah,
exactly.
do you mean, bitch?
Well, that's what we.
Okay.
Why you get mad? Why you call me
so
a bitch?
Mad,
okay,
not
okay.
you.
Not
you.
No, 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 no. I'm saying why they gotta be
so
a bitch?
So y'all talking
oh,
about
the general bitches? Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
The general bitches.
So I'm not gonna
so
be like,
talking
bitch.
About...
Say, I'm gonna be like, bruh, that's not. That's
okay,
not
well,
a good.
Well, you use your terms. I'm gonna use.
I feel you.
You never know. I feel like there could be some people that are like, there could be some people that are just like, I don't see color, and it's kind of just disregarding. The reality
nobody
I live
thinks
in.
That. Nobody thinks that.
Hey, man, you'll be surprised.
No, I would not.
I
nobody
live in Atlanta.
In the, no.
I go to Georgia State.
No one
There's a lot
is
of people,
going to tell you
hey,
they
man,
don't see
who,
black
what?
People.
I promise you there are some people that would really say that and be like,
who
I just don't
what?
See
who
color.
Say what?
I don't see color and be like, I don't. No, I don't.
Then they
like
are probably mentally ill.
Okay.
Like, we, like, well, then, like Manic Summer said, they're probably mentally ill.
Or because these are young.
That's impossible.
But
these
I'm going to start asking people that.
It's impossible.
They'll say
but
that
these,
and mean it. They just don't
no.
want to
right.
think.
These are young
they don't
people.
Live, they don't want to think about the, like,
they don't want to live in reality.
The social ramifications of race and stuff. Like,
I,
they don't want to think
I
about that.
I genuinely feel like y'all are extremely naive. There is no one. They might tell you, I don't see color. But if you say, what race is that person? They're going to say black.
Okay.
Come on, bro. Like, they're not stupid.
There are some people who choose to live like everything is just the same.
Yes.
Everyone's the same. They don't want to think about...
You
they,
agree with this shit?
I'm telling you.
I'm just saying, this is real.
I think you and him are arguing different points.
We agree, but you're like, it's just semantics. Like, I know for the vast majority of people are not literally going to be like, I literally don't see color. That's but what I'm telling you is, like, there are some people who will say that, and what they mean is, like, I choose not to look at any sort of racial issue as
right,
a racial
and I choose
issue.
To disassociate.
Right, and that's what me and Rod were saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't speak for Rod. That's what I'm saying, and I think Rod is saying.
Okay.
There's no one that is going to tell you that I literally do not see the
things
color
by
of
a racial perspective.
Skin.
But Mike,
never.
Are you serious?
I'm 100%
no,
serious.
I
had a roommate that was fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? This black conservative dude that's mm-hmm. a roommate. He was acting like he couldn't see things the same way that, like, me and Jalen were saying.
That's not the
them.
Same thing.
Okay,
if
so
you said, what race is he? He's going to say he's black. If he says, what race is that girl?
Mike,
he's going to say she's white.
I think we're missing the point here. I think.
I don't. I think y'all are just, like, taking shit way too seriously. Way too literal.
No, what I'm saying is I'm not going to sit there and put words into somebody else's mouth. If they say something, I'm going to take it as what you're. You know what I'm saying? Like,
No.
I'm not saying you're blind, bitch. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, what you want to say and what you're actually saying are two different things. And I'm going to acknowledge it as such.
And explain to them why you are perceiving it a certain way that they may not mean.
Okay, great. We can
ends.
Do that.
I'm not.
But y'all are just
wait,
like,
wait,
well,
wait,
no.
You
are
I'm
not
saying
talking
about our friendship is over.
Check
right.
it out.
That's because in general.
You canceled. Right.
Why? It's like,
that's
why?
Because in general, I'm an impatient person. So, like, for example, when it comes to, like, dating and stuff. Look. Shit. No, like, when it comes to dating and stuff, even when people randomly ask me, like, yeah, I feel like. You know, I can see you dating a white guy, and I'm like, that just sounds like a lot of work. Like, to me, it literally sounds like a lot of work. It just sounds like a lot of, like, oh, I have to educate you on this and, like, show you how to do this the right way. And, like, if you mess up, I got to teach you how to do it again. Like, I'm just not into that. Like, I just feel like.
But if this is your friend and she
friend
says.
Friend of a long time. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if this is your friend that's white or a different race and they say something like that, I think. There's more value in trying to explain to them what happened instead of like, nah, bitch, you canceled, I'm out.
No, for sure. I definitely feel like with relationships that are already established, there is more incentive for me to want to go ahead and be like, all right.
Oh, yeah, I don't.
This
I don't,
is why, whatever. But like for like a stranger or something like that, I'm going to just
be like, care.
There's
okay.
more value for a stranger.
But
if he's already your friend,
you're
he's
not
gonna,
really going to get across to a stranger.
Yeah,
like
how
that.
Do you know that if you don't even try?
No,
you're just like, oh,
I've done that
stupid.
Before.
I'm
telling you,
like
when
what?
It comes to big button issues like that,
that's
rarely,
a big button issue, bro.
What, race?
No, color. Color blindness is a big button issue.
What do you mean? Oh, like people saying, I don't see color? No, but when it comes to touchy subjects like race or gender or whatever, like religion and stuff like that, like I feel like unless it's your friend, like if a random nigga came up to me and was like, hey man, what you think is wrong? This is what I think. I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of here. But if my friend says something that I disagree with, I'm gonna hear them out and I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna try to see where you're coming from.
There's more incentive
you know
to want to explain
yeah.
to them.
We're talking specifically about color blindness, not racism in general.
Okay.
So if a stranger is talking to you,
and
you're like, yeah, this cop stopped me, and I think he did it because I'm black.
And he's like,
well,
no,
I
well,
just don't understand that because I don't see
there
color.
There are people that think
but,
that.
Oh, that's fine.
For real.
Fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's no incentive for you to be like, I don't think that that's what you mean, but let me explain this to you.
There's an incentive, but like. Man, if you go out here and you do that, because I've done that before, it's a lot of people that you're just going to end up butting heads back and forth, and they're not really going to feel where you're coming from. So for the vast majority, I'd be like, I disagree. And then if they start talking, I don't feel like dealing with this.
I've met plenty of people that have said, I don't see color. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you factually, not a single one left the conversation being like, you're wrong, I don't see color. They've all been like, well, that's not what I meant.
Well, maybe you have a gift.
I don't think I have a gift. I think maybe I'm just more patient than y'all motherfuckers. And I don't get mad
maybe,
so easily.
Yeah.
I don't
clear as hell.
Like, that's really a dumb thing to get mad about.
I'm not getting mad.
No,
I'm
I know
just,
you're not. I'm saying in general. That's a dumb thing to get
mad
about.
He's going home.
Right. Yeah, either way, just I don't think
I don't
you should leave the conversation
out here
over that.
Talent, like, I'll say that on a bigger platform. Like, I'll say it on this podcast. I don't have time to be every individual person. Well, hey, man, this is what I think.
Let me just
like,
pull
that's
you
just
aside
not
real
work.
Quick, brother.
That's
this is a
work.
Very easy thing to explain. I feel like this is not that difficult.
But you haven't met dumbass people that
I've
are like,
met plenty of, bro.
So
well,
I'm one has. And he has
one, I'm older than you. Two.
Be more patient.
Two. Yeah, maybe you're just more patient. The smallest country racist ass town.
Yeah.
Bro,
well, yes,
I've met
then you're just more patient
because
when I go back and forth, I'm just like, I don't care enough anymore. Like,
I just don't think this is a back and forth thing because I just don't see people being like, no, guy.
Right.
Don't tell me I see black people. I don't. I don't see black people. It's not going to happen.
Hey. Well, if it does happen,
y'all are
that's how I'm going to act.
Hey, bro.
That's how I'm going to act.
Just, hey, bro.
What's his name? Hey, man.
We're
not talking like, but we're not talking super literally. We're talking about a mentality in which you act like race doesn't have consequences to things. And you're just like, well, the kid was blah, blah, blah.
But that's what we're saying. Yeah. I don't think that they're inherently doing that. You're projecting that idea based on what they said. All they said is, I don't see color. In reality, I think what they mean is, I don't judge people based on their race. And I think it really is there. But people will get pissed off immediately and be like, well, if you don't see color, that means you can't understand the plight that the black man goes through. Therefore,
you
are inherently racist. That's not fair.
You should hear people out. I'm saying, like, if you come across a person with the perspective I was
talking
about.
You know who you're being right now?
Who?
Right. No, he's not.
Oh, I don't know.
He's being fucking manic summer.
Do not
summer.
Say that shit.
You're being manic
fuck,
summer.
No, I'm not
dead
being
ass.
Manic
because
summer.
What
how?
You're doing is you're hearing something and you're projecting what you think onto that person. And you're not even giving them a chance to explain themselves.
I'm
and
not,
and
okay.
just like manic summer, you're incorrect.
I'm saying that
I don't think
that's
so.
What it sounds
yeah,
like.
Because you don't ever actually have that conversation with people. You just walk away because you're mad.
No, but I think that what he's saying is that he's had the conversation before and from his experience, like, the way that it's gone in terms of them just continually arguing or whatever, he's just going to take that and just go completely dead it, like not even enter the
now,
conversation.
He's saying that when they say it, he doesn't have time to even discuss it. That's what he said.
Because well, no, let me say what I
what can
I'm
reach
saying.
What,
am I crazy? Is that not what you said? That you're not gonna, you don't have time to talk to strangers about that? I thought that's what you said.
I said I don't care. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to a stranger about, like,
thank
completely
you.
Asking my point.
Now,
but,
was it based on your previous experiences? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Right, but I'm saying, so, but you're telling me that when you've had that discussion with people, this ain't got to be in the podcast. I don't even care.
I never said when I've had the specific discussion about colorism or whatever, like, I don't see color or whatever, that I'm just going to, like, walk away. I said, like, when there's big button sensitive issues like that, I feel like you're not really going to be able to change somebody's mind if you're just a stranger to them, and then I'll just dip. I don't feel like dealing with that all the time.
But have you had experiences where you've said to someone that says, I don't see color?
Well,
have you?
Let's close it out. Asante, this is what you should do. Let me give you some advice. Put on some white face paint and then go around that guy that said that. And if he say, what's wrong with you? Be like, I thought you don't see color.
Facts.
That's what you do.
Facts.
That's what you do. So that's going to do it for us this week, man. We out. We'll catch you guys next time. We out. Peace.